When a conference that's typically held in a coastal metropolis decides to relocate to the Inland Empire, it sends a powerful message. California's Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom says it demonstrates a tide lifting all boats.
The theme is regions rising together. At the end of the day, we cannot focus on economic development emanating from Sacramento and selling down that vision. It's got to be framed from the bottom up. Each region's unique in its characteristics.
Playing off that theme of regions rising together, the subtitle of this year's conference is The Roadmap to Shared Prosperity. While that sounds fairly broad, the conference set three goals for attaining that prosperity. The objectives organizers are focusing on are 1 million more jobs, 1 million more homes, and, topically, 1 million more acre-feet of water. Discussion of the state's drought took center stage Friday morning at a panel discussion. Leaders from the public and private sector spoke about conservation, but it was Robin Gilthorpe, the CEO at Watersmart.com, who presented one of the most startling figures.
We've got a critical and long-term underinvestment in water infrastructure. You know, the American Society of Civil Engineers says we've got a $4 trillion catch-up that we need to do over the next couple of decades. Nobody's writing that check.
Gilthorpe proposes a data-driven solution to water management, but at the moment, as we continue to tap already strained resources, he says,
we're burning the furniture, so to speak. And even the governor's challenge to us is really table stakes, right? That's just the beginning.
Along with the issue of saving 1 million acre-feet of water, the topic of 1 million more affordable homes was addressed. State Treasurer John Chiang sat on the panel. He says since the recession, affordable housing has taken a budgetary back seat.
A few years ago when we were in financial crisis, the governor eliminated redevelopment agencies, and so housing in part with others lost out. So we haven't gotten back to that position where we have that automatic financing for housing.
To address this, the action plan the California Economic Summit is proposing relies on increasing market rate homes near jobs and transit, as well as opening up new avenues to affordable subsidized housing. In addition to the panel discussions in the ballroom at the Ontario Doubletree, smaller breakout sessions took place highlighting each of the 1 million goals set by the summit. In the room focusing on the 1 million more jobs, tables are set up in 5 rows. Each row has a priority like align around data or metrics or connect industry and institutions. Participants sit in the row they think is the best solution for reaching the target of 1 million more skilled workers. At a table in the row, promote incentives, is Steve Massa.
These are incredibly valuable. To have access to experts from around the state in different organizations that are all working towards the same goal, for me, is very valuable to have one-on-one discussions with people and get to hear their feedback and ideas.
Massa is the Economic Development Coordinator for the City of Riverside. What's he taking away from the small group session?
The partners that were here at this session are not that far away. They're willing to share ideas and information, and we all are sort of working on the same initiative, so it makes more sense for us to collaborate.
The collaborative spirit Massa hones in on is exactly what this statewide conference is about. Just as the Inland Empire faces its own set of challenges, so too does the Central Valley, Bay Area, and far north of the state. State Controller Betty Yee describes the summit as
really kind of an all-hands-on-deck type of effort.
Yee takes a big-picture view of the California Economic Summit. It is all hands on deck, as she says, but having ascendant areas like the Inland Empire at the table is crucial.
If we're going to be successful in terms of really meeting the goal of shared prosperity, it means that no community is left behind. We know the Inland Empire has been a growing region of the state. There are definitely some issues unique to that growth, and we want to be here and definitely show that we want communities in this region to be every part of this conversation.
Matt Gillum, KVCR News.